headlines in Rhymes.
First up, we start with news that lit up Twitter like a lantern. We got the tragic news that a bridge had collapsed in Sandton. Another big story was Wits fees must fall. Students protested and then got locked up in the hall. Adam Habib didn't beckon to their call. A simple request was on the table, affordable education for all. Once again, we must mention Al-Aqsa. The Zionist attacks keep coming. Intifada is the call. The sounds of war keep rumbling. They kill our people without any international protest. Screaming, die, die. Despicable Israeli settlers, even worse than grotesque. Now to a story that's getting hell of a varum. All of a sudden, the USA wants to tackle Boko Haram. How does this group continue to thrive? Just like ISIS, nobody's quite sure how this monster came alive. Speaking of Obama, he wants to keep troops in Afghanistan. They caught so much hiding there. Who can blame him? I can't understand. A poor market plan, but America seems dumb. If war planning costs billions, then they wasted a lump sum. So, we end off with Global Hand Washing Day. Muslims do it at least 5 times a day before we pray. Non-Muslim friends be like, what's that cleaning ritual you do? Well, my friend, it's called wudu. Removes all impurities and in some cases, even the effects of voodoo. So be safe in whatever you do this weekend. That's your headlines in Rhymes, week 3. I'm out.
Headlines in Rhymes.